something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, God Greater Blessing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, you want to walk in God's greater blessings, where your life knows no sweating for anything, no struggle for anything. I live in rest. I live in rest. I work in rest. I don't have any struggles. I struggle for nothing. I work hard, but my working hard is from a position of rest. See? No hustles, no hustling. And every effort produces multiplied results. That's the life that God has given to us. It's not an accident. It doesn't just happen. There are kingdom principles to that. That's the life that we're called to live. I don't know about somebody else, but in our ministry, that's the life we're called to live. We are not supposed to struggle for anything. That's what I tell our pastors. There are different kinds of ministries. Some were called, some just went. And those who just went, it's still okay. You understand what I'm talking about? See, when you go into the ministry, you say, Lord, I want to shake the world for you. Lord, I want to do this for you. Lord, I want to do that. The Papa God will say, it's all right. Come on, come and do it. And then at every stage, you say, oh God, we need a bus. Oh God, we need a venue. Oh God, we need this. And Papa God, all right, act your faith. And then with your faith, you try to pull everything you want. And then, oh God, we need money. Oh God, we need this. All right. But I don't have to do any of that. There's a difference. It's all, I've got everything. See, the deal between me and God is everything. He said that to me. He said, everything you require to function in the ministry is available. And he didn't say I'll try to make it. It's already available. I put it all down before I called you. Everything was set. So I have only entered into that which was already set. So no struggles. See what I mean? See, your life can be full of joy, full of light, full of laughter, happiness. And then you go from success to success, from glory to glory. Some people say, no, it's not possible. Sometimes you fail a little and then win a little. No, Jesus didn't fail at all. And he said, as my Father had sent me, even so send I you. Why should I fail? He gave us the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. He's a success. Everything, if I get involved in anything, it's got to work. You know why? Because we're covenant friends. You know, when you talk like this, there's some people who look at you and say, well, he's just boasting. Well, they've been talking like that for many years. And I've been looking at them, and the distance is getting wider and wider. And I keep going, and they keep saying the same thing. They've been saying the same thing for 10 years. It's about time they found out they're wrong. But you know, they never find out. Such people never see the blind. So we just keep going. We just keep going. 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 And let the talkers keep talking. Let the critics keep talking. Well, after all, we are the actors, the doers. And if we do, then they have to have something to talk about. Hallelujah. I love what, you know, I told you one time, and I thought that way. I thought that way. Some people write the news. Some people make the news. You have to choose which one you want to belong to. Praise God forevermore. See, that's what some of us don't spend our time trying to read the newspapers. Because we know the difference. That those who are writing the news and reading the news, they're those who are making the news. So we make the news. So which one do you belong to? Writing, reading, or making? Glory to God! If you're not doing anything, nobody writes anything about you. So I don't want anybody to write something about me. Forget it. They wouldn't even write at all. Don't worry. He said, but they're writing bad ones. Who cares? It's all being written. Good ones, bad ones, makes no difference. You know why? There's only one that is real, Jesus. Amen? What he says is what is real. Whether they write good ones about you or bad ones about you doesn't mean anything. Just keep going. Keep producing results. Say amen. Hallelujah. You know, we're like David and they are like Saul. You know, and as we move, we look at them and say, how are the mighty fallen in the midst of the battle? David moved with the anointing. Saul moved with the flesh. And the flesh cannot win. And so you remain a mystery. They cannot interpret you. You remain a mystery. They can't understand you because you move by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. See what I mean? He dwells with me. I dwell with him. And then there's a bigger one. I dwell in him, and he dwells in me. And you know what that produces? One divine creation. At that level, life changes. Hello, you want to move to the next thing? Sure? Okay, let me show you something else. Yesterday, you know, I mentioned to you about Joseph and how that his father made for him a coat of many colors. And then how that he received the grace of God in his life. And he received a double portion. He didn't ask for any of those things. He worked for them. Now, another man that I would like to bring to your notice in this regard, when we talk about God's greater blessings, a little child was born, 2 Samuel. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 2 Samuel, would you go there? I I want you to turn to chapter number 2, I believe. 12, 7 Samuel chapter 12. I want to read from verse 24. And David comforted Bathsheba his wife, and went in unto her, and lay with her, and she bare a son, and he called his name Solomon. I want you to read the rest part of it. Again. Did you see that? Now that's powerful. Solomon, a little boy, he was born, the Bible says, and the Lord loved him. The Lord loved him. Verse 25. And he sat by the hand of Nathan the prophet, and he called his name Jedidiah because of the Lord. He gave him a name. And that name meant beloved of the Lord. When he was born, the prophet said the Lord loved him and gave him a name from the Lord. He hadn't known anything good or evil. Just a little baby. And the Bible says the Lord loved him. Now we talked about Joseph, and the Bible tells us about his father Jacob, and says, and Jacob loved him. The Lord loved him.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Maseru, Habasofo Mafikoni. Worship with us on Sunday by 8 a.m., Wednesday by 5 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call 531-16933 or 517-517-15 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.